We're going to launch into WKOK Sunrise interview right now. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer. We're glad he's back on the other side of the glass. And we have on the news line with us now Tracy Ero. She's an outreach coordinator with Transitions of PA. We're going to talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Good morning, Tracy. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark. It's actually Lisa Ero.
Oh, Lisa.
Sorry for
I'm
the
sorry.
Confusion.
No, that's quite all right. That's my fault. My hearing is shot. Let's just leave it at that. Okay. All
Absolutely.
Right. So first of all, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, why do we call attention to this on a regular basis, please?
Well, the reason we call attention to it is because it is really a pervasive, chronic thing that occurs in our area. And so by, you know, shining some light on these things that happen, we can provide support to the individuals who are most impacted by it.
All right. And what happens if we were to stop doing this? Do you think we'd backslide and end up with more domestic violence cases? Or do we really have to kind of keep up the pressure?
I really feel that we do, and the biggest part of what we do here is, you know, really meet survivors where they are. One thing that my team and I do is we get into the schools and we provide prevention education to the younger students in the hopes that we can prevent first-time perpetration. So really what that means is preventing any type of first-time bullying, which could lead into domestic violence later in life.
All right, yeah, so it almost requires an entire societal shift. But we are slowly doing that, in thanks in part to the great work of Transitions of PA, that some of which takes place in families and homes and schools and at various forums and events. There is a slow shift away from domestic violence being as prevalent in our world. So we have made some inroads. Tell us about that.
I really feel that we have. I don't know the exact numbers. I do know that COVID, unfortunately, had a huge impact, and we did see an increase in numbers of individuals needing our services during COVID. What we saw happening were individuals who were basically trapped inside a home with their abuser, with no way really to reach out due to the fact that there was no time for them to get to a safe location to call us. We never closed during that time. However, they really were seeing less of an opportunity to get to the telephone to give us a call.
All right. So this was it was a little bit of a backslide. And I think it also underscored the fact that even though there are fewer cases over the years and the trend is downward for domestic violence, the cases still continue. The simple assaults that get to the courts, the police calls, the issue is still exists. So violence in the home or in the workplace or wherever it happens to be still exists out there. So we have still more work to do. And that takes us to Domestic Violence Awareness Month. What has already happened so far? I know you were in Sunbury. We saw you in Sunbury. Any other observances already taken place?
We were in Sunbury last week for a candlelight vigil. We had Attorney Joel Weiss speak, and it was a very moving, he shared a lot of things that have impacted him personally and is in his profession. We have a candlelight vigil coming up this Thursday the 13th at 7 p.m. here in Union County in Hufnagle Park. And our speaker will be County Commissioner Stacy Richards. We're really excited for that. So anybody listening, please come out. We would love to have you join us. And then the following Thursday in Charles Park, right behind the courthouse in Middleburg and Snyder County, from 7 o'clock on, for about half an hour to 45 minutes, our guest speakers are going to be District Attorney Mike Piazzu and the Snyder County Victim Witness Coordinator Lacey Kreider.
All right. Yeah, these are two of the individuals that have been in the forefront of trying to fight domestic violence. Just talked to Mike Piazza probably about a month ago about this, you know, just this vexing background level that still continues following the pandemic of domestic violence and sexual assault cases that continue with slight prevalence, but still a tough prevalence still continues around here. What else is happening when it relates to this? The Evangelical Mobile Medical Unit is going to various locations. That relates to Domestic Violence Awareness Month?
Yes, absolutely. We are really excited. The mobile unit is actually due to a grant that we received, which includes four communities of practice, and those are survivor support, community outreach, mental health and substance abuse, and also telehealth access. We know that telehealth has really become important now in the days, you know, in post-COVID days. So our next medical mobile unit is October 12th. It is going to be behind the Snyder County Courthouse in Middleburg. Appointment times are from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if anybody is interested, please give our hotline a call at 1-800-850-7948, and we will get you registered and also determine your eligibility. There are some criteria that have to be met in order to be eligible for this.
All right, and gift cards and survey, I'm being told to ask about those.
Yes, for everyone who calls and makes an appointment and keeps their appointment, they will get a gift card for each individual who receives treatment. So if it's a parent and four children and they keep the appointment, they will get a gift card for each of those individuals.
All right, so that's a bit of a giveaway. Transitionsofpa.org. I'll give you people the hotline to number. This is if you absolutely positively need to get a hold of Transitions of PA right away. 1-800-850-7948. And that's 1-800-850-7948. Anything else to add to our conversation? Lisa, we covered quite a few elements here. Anything additionally to discuss today?
Yeah, Heather made me be sure to mention the hashtag for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it's hashtag everyone, the letter one, knows someone, the letter one. And you can get a lot more information from the National Network to End Domestic Violence. And you can get on there and you can navigate through their website, as well as our website at www.transitionsofpa.org.
Okay. Actually, I saw that hashtag. I wasn't even quite sure what it was referring to. So now you've solved one mystery in my morning scrolling here.
<Yes. laughs>
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for all you're doing and for this information. And we'll pass this along and repeat the website and the phone number and make sure that see if we can get more people at the vigil this Thursday in Hoofnagle Park with Stacey Richards speaking. What time does that start? Is that at 6:30?
That's at 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. Okay, this Thursday up in Lewisburg, and then next Thursday in Middleburg as well, another candlelight event and some remarks and so on coming up next Thursday. Thank you so much, Lisa. Thanks for checking in today.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Mark.
You bet. That is Lisa Ero, Outreach Coordinator for Transitions of PA, transitionsofpa.org, if you want to look on their event calendar and see these items that we're talking about. Also, their hotline, I'll reiterate that, 1-800-850-7948, and hashtag every, the numeral one, knows some. The numeral one. Everyone knows someone. The Domestic Violence Awareness Month hashtag.